Well, first, around President Trump himself, even the hawks, you know, are hesitating. It is quite interesting to see how, for instance, Mike Pompeo, you know, who was considered a hawk, is going to be, or is already the new secretary, state secretary, said that he would rather fix it, the agreement, the Iranian agreement, than nix it. You remember this formula. He said it in front of the Congress. So he believes that, in fact, he feels that it would be a better solution. And Bolton is another, of course, important advisor to Trump, as we've seen. He's been quite silent up to now. We'll see, but you know, Macron. What Macron will say basically to Trump, and he announced it already. There is no plan B. You know, if you leave the agreement, you enter into the unknown. You open a new crisis in the region, which is already ridden with crisis. So the good reason, there are many good reasons to remain in the agreement, even if everybody agrees that this agreement does not solve all the problems with Iran. We know that. It's an agreement focused on nuclear affairs. It does not deal with ballistic affairs. It does not deal with the balance of the region, the role of Iran in the region. But it is what it is sure that if the United States leave the agreement, there is a chance. Personally, I believe a rather limited chance, but it is a risk that Iran leave also the agreement, and then anything can happen. Not that Iran will build the bomb. And there's no risk. Iran has never said that he would have the bomb. I think he knows that having the bomb will create for itself more problems than it will solve. But it is true that Iran will be able to play with sensitive technologies, you know. Iran will still be under the control, of course, of the IAEA, but the control will be less tight, less strict. Iran, following the letter of the NPT, you know, the Non-Proliferation Treaty, no sensitive technology is forbidden. What is forbidden is to build an engine, to build a nuclear engine, but a nuclear bomb, a nuclear device. But apart from that, you can play with all the more sensitive technology. And it is likely that Iran will explore all these possibilities, making peace possibilities, making everybody in the region and in the United States and elsewhere quite nervous.